So I've got Dave here from the Office team, and we've got a very cool announcement, something that's baked into Office 2010. Tell us a little bit about what we're looking at here.
Sure. What you're seeing here is a new feature in Outlook 2010 called the Outlook Social Connector. It's this new pane right here in Outlook. It starts out minimized, and you can just bring it right up to get a lot more information about the people you're communicating with.
And tell us a little bit about this. What exactly is this, and why do we have this in Outlook now?
It's a great question, and the Outlook Social Connector is something we've been working on and thinking about for a while on the Office team, and it's really about doing three key things. The first is giving you more information about the people you're communicating with right from within your inbox.
Yeah.
So we like to say that email is the original social network.
Yeah.
And right here you can see I just get communications history between myself and Chris.
So there's some appointments in there. There's some emails traded.
Yeah, and these are all real. So I can just click on Team Lunch and pull up that appointment. So we went out as a team for lunch today. And you can also see that this works in meeting requests also,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I was going to a meeting with people and I didn't know who they were, I get these photos of the people in the meeting. And if I just click on their photo, the Outlook Social Connector tells me all the last emails, appointments, and attachments that this person has sent me. So you can imagine walking into a meeting and getting caught up really quickly on someone you work with just with the data in your own inbox.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the first core thing that it does. The second core thing that it does is connect to Windows Live and to SharePoint. So with Windows Live, for a consumer, you could see someone uploading a photo album, changing a document in a Windows Live SkyDrive, and that activity would show up here in Outlook. If I go to SharePoint, this is actually SharePoint 2010,
mm-hmm.
and this is a My Site. And you can see that I've got a bunch of personal profile information, and I've also got a bunch of documents that I've created, right? As I update these documents, my colleagues can essentially get a view of the documents I update, the documents I tag. All of that activity will stream down into Outlook. So the Outlook user, whenever they get emails from someone, gets more information about what else they've been working on. The last thing that the Outlook Social Connector does is provide an open API. So beyond Windows Live and SharePoint, we're going to enable developers to connect the Outlook Social Connector to third-party networks. And for the end user, it's really as simple as clicking on this icon, hitting Add a Network, and then you get this new UI that makes it really easy to add a social network. So if I added the LinkedIn provider, what I would see is Chris's LinkedIn updates, if he's changed his resume or changed his status, all of that information would come in right here. And we're publishing the SDK on MSDN today, so any developer could go out there and take a look at that.
So as a developer, I could go get the SDK and say I could make like a Twitter feed for this and add that?
Yeah, exactly. A developer could go out there, take a look at our SDK on MSDN, look at the sample code we've provided, compile that in Visual Studio, see how it all works, and then any social network with publicly documented APIs,
mm-hmm.
say that's Twitter, say that's someone else, a developer could go out there and link up the Outlook Social Connector with that social network. And the APIs let anyone go out there and do that. You can also sort of write custom providers if you're an enterprise developer and you've got some homegrown solution to do expense reporting or sales management
yeah.
or something like that. You could build that into this as well.
And so the tabs that come down here, are those are filters for the content?
Exactly. So I could click on the email icon or the attachments icon and just see the emails Chris has sent me,
yeah.
just see the attachments he sent me. This feed icon is where I would get a stream of feeds across all the networks where Chris and I
have. So that's the river of all the stuff that's come through.
Yeah, exactly. So I can see stuff he's done on Windows Live or SharePoint or Facebook. All of that information would come in right there.
And these other pictures of people up here, those are the people that are also on the email?
Yeah, exactly. So these are other folks on the thread. And if I click on Monica's photo, I get that same view of Monica. Ditto for Albert. Ditto for Paul. And you'll see a really new cool feature here, contact updating. Mm-hmm. So when someone goes and updates their contact information on SharePoint, wherever they do, you'll get an update here that says this contact has newer information. So if I click on this, I'm essentially going to get Paul's new contact card with, let's say, his new cell phone number. So he could change his cell phone number on SharePoint, and it would automatically update my contact here in Outlook.
Very cool.
So then if I sync my phone with Outlook, I could call him and be calling his new cell phone number without having ever changed it myself.
I like that. And so this is available now, and where will people be able to get this?
So since it's part of Office 2010, you just have to go to Microsoft.com/2010 and download the new Office beta.
And if I've got a previous version of Office?
So that's also a good question. We're shipping the Outlook Social Connector down level for Outlook 2003 and Outlook 2007 users, and we'll do that through Windows Update. So that'll be made available shortly.
Nice. And so what's next with this?
What's next with the Outlook Social Connector is that we want to go ahead and develop new features for social networking in Outlook at a more regular cadence.
Mm-hmm.
So since this is an add-in, we can actually update it more often, and we'll do that. And as we update it, we'll provide the new APIs for developers to go out there and take advantage of them. And as far as the Facebook and LinkedIn providers we talked about, those will be made available for end users in early 2010. So if you go get the beta now, you can play around with the core email features, and then sometime soon in 2010, you can go add in the Facebook provider or the LinkedIn provider along with the Windows Live and SharePoint connectivity I already talked about.
Great. I love it. I can't wait to try it out. Thanks for showing this.
Thank you.